want to. I haven't decided where I'm going to have lunch, but there are 70 different places to eat. It's amazing!
What effect has the shopping mall had on the local area, Juliet?
Well, this is an area where there are many people out of work. The shopping mall has created 10,000 new jobs, so it has really helped.
How did you get to Westfield today?
I came by car. There's an enormous parking lot with space for 5,000 cars. But you can also get here by bus, train, and on the tube. It's the best connected shopping mall in the country.
Now, Juliet, the big question is, have you bought anything yet?
No, I haven't. I was just looking around, really. I saw some pants I liked, but I didn't buy them. There were too many people in the fitting rooms to try them on.
Okay, thanks, Juliet. And now, onto a new story of a different kind.
File 4B, Listening.
Those listeners in the US who enjoy going shopping will be interested to hear our next new story. There are many wonderful shopping malls in the US. But did you know that a new mall in London is one of the most stylish places to shop these days? It's taken 6 years and $2.35 billion to build. But the Westfield Shopping Mall has opened in Stratford in East London. We sent our reporter Juliet Redditch over to take a look at what is now Europe's largest urban shopping mall. Juliet, what's it like in Westfield right now?
Well, Terry, there are crowds of people everywhere, especially outside the stores that have special opening sales. Some stores have called security staff to help them control the lines.
Just how big is Westfield, Juliet?
Oh, it's very big. There are two enormous department stores, a huge supermarket, and 300 smaller stores. You can spend all day here if you